2020 almond yields were a mixed bag. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. It all depends on where you're farming, according to Paul Ewing with Bellarese Farms in the central San Joaquin Valley.
So yields in our area on the west side were similar to last year, which was also a good crop. So we'll get a little bit of a boost in volume from the real young orchards, the third, fourth, fifth leaf. Generally, the older trees were similar to down, but overall volumes are slightly up. And it seems to be similar when you get kind of Fresno County south and the east side, the center state and the north state are seeing big increases in yield. So
overall, in the spring, it was great pollination, which set up a pretty good year for most growers.
Yeah, we had really good weather. We had several years of good precipitation. So, you know, the tree health, you know, gradually improved since the drought years.
We talked with Ewing about those self-fruitful varieties, Independence and Shasta, asked him if they seemed to help with production.
Yeah, we think the self-pollinating varieties make a lot of sense. We're growing some, and several of our growers have been going that route with both Independence and Shasta. There's many advantages. Seems like you have to worry less about bloom weather because they pollinate easier. You know, you tend to get bigger crops early. You know, save a lot on your bee cost, single harvest, getting things done early. There's many advantages.
For the Ag Information Network, this is Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report.